for this upcoming sit, we're going to utilize that same silence with dropped in words, just to suggest in terms of you making it your own practice. And again, you're going at your speed. I'm dropping in words at just a common average speed or something. So there's no hurry. You could, in this sit, because it's only going to be about 25 minutes, you could only get through the arriving sequence. That'd be great. You could only get to available, and that would be great. There's not any kind of hurry or rush here. What we're doing is opening and discovering our own relationship to things that are being pointed out. And then we're going to practice with them. The teacher disappears, and it's always your practice. I'm never confused about that. It's your practice, your authority, your authenticity, your spontaneity. And this is just help to have you get there. Arriving. Mindfulness front and center. Wholesomeness. Feeling the immediacy of the moment. Feeling present. Feeling presence, a flowing field of mindfulness. Available. Felt sense of available. the existence of the empowerment of choosing. The realization of the need for alignment. Choosing to align. Clearly establishing the aligning. The felt sense of alignment having occurred, being present. The felt sense of available and aligned and aligned and available. Felt sense. The realization that aligned and available, available and aligned constitutes a ground of being, a ground from which to receive experience, all experience. Turning to what arises in the mind. Establishing mindfulness of the body. Feeling the stillness of the earth element as the second ground. Becoming aware of the wind element as breath. Noticing that mindfulness of a moving object can still be steady and still. This body breath feeling becomes the object, the anchoring object that you will come back to. The mind gets lost. Choose to go through the sequence as best you remember them from the morning, or practice choiceless awareness. Whatever arises, you meet it. You let the mind go to it and know it, and then return to the breath. Or concentrate on the breath for further collecting and unifying the mind. Three choices. What is the felt sense of your practice? Invite your mind just to become still. Letting loose the thought, effort. Just the presence of stillness. There may be movement, but the presence of stillness. And still that echo of the loving kindness, the radiating metta. Is there an echo, a lingering presence, a felt sense? It is my experience that each of us can have these kinds of experiences, these kinds of recognitions in our walking around reality of daily life. That these experiences are not mat-oriented, they're not just on the cushion, but that it's a retreat return. We go on retreat to return to live what we've gotten to practice in more depth, to have more realization around it, and then go back and live it. Not in the same way, but more like those last few minutes that I was pointing to, that at any time you can feel stillness, and any time you can remember that you want to be available, that you really want to arrive in the moment. You can do this during lunch today. You can do it tonight as if whatever you're doing after the end of the retreat. That these are immediate and available. And once you understand the immediacy of the moment, that all of these things tie together. That's why knowing the immediacy of the moment is so useful. You know how to kind of tune into that and let these conditions, these qualities of mind, heart, manifest in the moment. Because they represent your values. These are what you are aligned with. If that's what you are aligned with, I'm not meaning to presume that, but since you're here, we're making that as a working model. But it's available here and now. The gates of the Dharma are open.